Isn't that a pretty tune? That's one of one of 13 original tunes he has on this new record. It's called 13 or So, and it features some wonderful musicians. It was nominated for a Juno Award up in Canada, which is a high honor. And it, I think one of the people who recorded that particular tune with him was none other than Chris Kuhl from the Lonesome A String Band. There's two banjos on one tune, if you can believe such a thing. We're gonna get our bass player to sing one for you. She was here 20 years ago, and she's here tonight. And she's a wonderful songwriter. She's written a whole bunch of songs for the band, and she also put out a solo record that featured all of her original songs, but she's gonna sing one for you right now. Please make welcome Trisha Gannon on the bass.
Thank you all. How are you guys holding up out there? Are you still there? I thought so. All right, we're gonna play a song for you that I wrote based on my own experiences with flooding where I live in Chilliwack, British Columbia, in the Fraser River Valley. And we've lived in our farmhouse for about 34 years now, and we've been able to canoe out of our front door on probably 3 or 4 occasions. So, and we don't live anywhere near waterfront, let me just say that. So it's can be a little scary, trying to make the best of it. But in the bluegrass tradition, we take kind of sad and maybe scary lyrics and put a bluegrass melody to them, and you think it's a happy tune if you don't really listen to the words. So we will play this one for you now. It's off of one of our early Jaybird albums. This one is called Over the Levee.